Hi, I'm Casey.
Hey, it's Chelsea.
Thanks for tuning in to Sex and Medicine, the podcast.
This is where we have raw, open, honest conversations about our real life experiences, lessons, and fuck-ups.
Nothing is left off the table. We discuss topics on spirituality, sexuality, medicine, and everything in between.
Let's roll. Okay, we are here in my living room.
Once again. But this time we have a sign.
Oh, we have a beautiful sign for all the audio side of things. Let's see if we can get it to focus here. So I guess, yeah, we can kind of talk about that really quick. But just before we turned on the cameras, Casey and I were just talking about we're kind of in a funk. Well, I'm in a funk. I like to call it a funk. Kind of like in a slump, kind of just like in our swamp monster kind of energy.
Yeah. Emotional and energetic slump, I would call it for me. Yeah.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Kind of just like a lower kind of internal energy. Whenever you guys listen to this, I think it's going to be a couple days later because we have a really fast turnaround. But right now it's kind of like the Leo full moon, and anyone that's into that stuff, you know that that stirs up shadows and like stirs up a lot within you to just be shed and release. It's like the whole purpose of the full moon. And, you know, there's a lot of like scientific stuff around that too, or that if you look at the ocean, when the full moon comes out, the ocean has got some pretty high waves. It's a good surfing time. And, you know, as you know, like us as humans, we have like 75 to 85% or something like that. Like we're full of water, and that stirs up our energy too in various ways for different people. Sometimes it could literally just be like a really, really hard emotional time, or it could just be a high energy time.
Yeah. And depending on, I know some workplaces as well, psychiatric units, jails. My stepmom actually used to be like a 911 dispatcher, and they would always have like a whole bunch of an increase in calls around those times. Or in those workplaces, you have to increase the amount of employees you have because everything's just a little bit like wonky.
Yeah. Like the werewolf time.
Yeah. Right.
Yeah. Yeah. I know there's a lot of stats too that show that like accidents and like car road rage, those sorts of things also increase around the full moon too, just to have some supporting numbers for our claims.
Statistics. Science.
For all the pragmatic people out there. So anyways, yeah, like I'm definitely feeling it. Like I'm for sure feeling it. And again, like I said, it's different for everybody. So I really just invite anyone that is feeling like an interest to that to kind of like track the moon cycles and then to kind of see how it's affecting you, or not even affecting you, but just what's alive in your world, and just following that for like months on end, because the moon cycles are like what, every 28 cycles or something like that, 28 to 29. And then, yeah, just seeing where you are with the full moon and the new moon. So yeah, we're in a low vibe. And we're just, yeah, we just wanted to be really real with you guys. And I don't know, I kind of feel called to share kind of what we do when we're feeling kind of low. I know for me, I have various things that I do, and I'm sure you guys can guess the essence of them all. But one of my favorite ones, well, maybe I'll do two of them. One of my favorite one that's super simple that anyone can do is self-pleasure. And I talk about this all the time, using sound, breath, movement, and touch. And the reason, and it's not masturbation, but the reason why I say that is because it really allows you to be in your body such that, you know, if I am feeling kind of gunky and like swamp monster-y or whatever, it gives me full permission to just be and acknowledge that and allow myself to just express it. So, you know, if I just were to tune into this right now, like I actually just feel like a heaviness in my heart. And then how I would kind of be with that is just, you know, just kind of the sounding and breathing, and you know, like maybe make some movements. And yeah, I just invite anyone to kind of really just play with that, because it really allows you to just to stop bypassing and to really just be with the sensations that are in your body, which is how you feel and you heal.
Yeah, the beginning of like January in 2024, I felt like it was so, like I was on such a high, right? Like New Year's, like you mentioned, New Year's energy. Everybody's like intention setting. It's exciting. Like 2024, let's go. And I used this analogy before we started recording of like, I felt like, you know, you're in a car on the highway, like windows down, music's blaring, everybody's having a good time. Yeah, summer vibe. And then the car just like dies. It's like, bleh. And now you're just like sitting on the side of the road, just like chilling. You're just like, oh, like just dejected.
Yeah.
So that's how I've been feeling. And I definitely think the full moon plays into it. I also wonder, too, being that it's the end of January, I know this is really common for a lot of people, like especially we live in Canada, right? It's cold, it's dark, like we're getting to that time of year where everyone gets a little like just sick of it, like squirrely. And you're just like, I just want the warm and I want the sun and I'm just over like winter at this point. I notice that in myself every year. Yeah. So for me, like when I get to these kind of mental and emotional slumps, my practices are pretty simple. Like I do like to have a bath. I like to like allow myself to sleep in because that's not something I do typically. Like my alarm goes off like 6 or 6:30 a.m. whether it's a weekday or a weekend, because I am such a morning person. But even just allowing myself, you know, 7:30, 8 o'clock or something. Another thing I really like to do is I sit with Hapé, which is like a medicine that I work with in Cambo. I don't typically sit with Cambo when I get into one of these like little states because it's quite physically intense and I feel like it takes too much, and that's not where I'm like looking for right now. But one thing I have a hard time with is like when I do these practices, like for having a bath, for example, is like I also feel like I need to be productive while I'm trying to rest. Like I'm like, I'll go have a bath and be like, okay, but I have to listen to a podcast so I can learn something while I'm trying to rest. Or I have to like read this book because I really want to finish this book so I can move on to the next book. And it's really hard to just get into that mindset of like allowing yourself that time to just like be.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that definitely is in me too, for sure. Like not even just being a human being, but also my years in corporate, specifically as a software developer, so like in the tech industry field, we would sit in a cubicle and like we were like in a sweatshop. Like I needed to produce, and like I was concerned if I didn't produce enough, like is my boss gonna like pull me in his office and like talk to me and like fire me? Or like that was like the constant stress state that I was in, which really played a toll on me. But when you're in that kind of like environment, and you eventually get conditioned, like your physical body, because our body is malleable, like we adapt and we learn, and like it ends up just functioning in a specific way. We create an identity around it. So it makes it really hard to shift out of that if we're not intentionally doing that. And also like transitioning into a place of being. And I know for me, like the habits that I created out of that to cope was like after a stressful day at work, well, literally every single day, after a day of work, I'd come home and I would like be frantically cleaning my house. And like that was my way to like just like move my body and like relieve stress, and clutter like agitated that more. So I had to declutter, and I had like, so it was like this deep clean every day I got after coming home from a busy day. And I had this thing with Lysol, this weird relationship with Lysol, not drinking it, but let me just say that really quick. But I would use Lysol and everything, and like I'd use that orange Lysol, which smells good, but like it's really fucking strong. Everyone knows what that is. So I'd be cleaning with that, and then I'd put hot water and like put a little bit of Lysol in my sink, and then that would be like my aromatherapy, and like my whole house would just be like Lysol. And that was my way to cope with the stress. But, and cleaning that way was like a way for me to like exasperate and like exhaust myself, but also feel like, because I was in a state of like exhaustion, feel like I earned my ability to like stop and rest and then veg out and like numb myself watching marathons of Netflix TV at the end of the day. Like that was my ritual. And just like, oh my gosh, just... poor Chels, just reflecting back on just how numb I was and disconnected from who I was and lost and really hurting inside, actually. Like I was really in a lot of pain without even knowing it. So yeah, that was my way of earning to be for sure. And like even now, like having this like entrepreneurial mindset and this like opportunist mindset, which is really fucking healthy and positive. And if you're not careful, this this part in the body mind that's been so conditioned to do, it's hard to switch it off because we do need that time to like reset and recharge and to just fucking be. And I've done that too. Like I'll know like I'm intentionally going to be in nature to get that time to just take a deep exhale and just like commune in nature and just like be in my feminine energy and just to feel, you know, like just to be, you know, being the beingness. Then I'm like, oh, I need an audible. Oh, I need a need another podcast.
Gotta learn something.
Yeah, like, oh, I could do two things at once. Perfect. I'm gonna do that. And just like, and then I'm like, oh yeah, I'm learning. And like the funny thing about that is like I call it mental masturbation because it feels fucking good. Like we live in this like this fascinating, amazing, innovative time where we are able to access information so quickly. Like if we want to learn something, quick Google search, and we like complete like amazing download realization breakthroughs. Oh my God, blah, 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 like gobble it all up, like give me all the information. And when we get those, like if it's a dopamine kick, like it is literally like a full body, well, maybe not quite a full body, but it is a brain little mini, like, little, you know, little kick. And it feels good, right? You're like, oh my God, information. Oh my God, you know? And that's why I call it mental masturbation. But it is leaving us like our full, like us unchanged. So it's like, it's tricking us to thinking that we're doing something actually. And it's tricking us to think that we're, you know, getting somewhere because we're not. But it feels like it because our mind's like, oh yeah, new thing. But as we're doing that, you know, the whole intention to rest and the whole intention to be, like, we're not shutting off. It's like our gears are still going. And the thing about the brain too, the brain actually takes up a lot of fucking mental fortitude and energy. Like my old job as a software developer, you know, it was a regular 8-hour day or 7.5-hour day. And like I was fucking exhausted, like not only just from like this, like I shared about the fears that I had going on, but like trying to like put together a program, like reading a computer program and like trying to figure out a problem to write a new line of code, literally just a one line of code, which does not look like a lot, but it's doing a lot of things behind the scenes, takes a lot of energy to try to think and like figure that out. And it was so funny too. Like I have people like, I don't really talk to them anymore, but they're like, what do you even like, why are you so tired all the time? It's like, fuck man, like I've been doing a lot of thinking.
My brain's been very active, okay.
Yeah, like so like I don't think we even realize how like this brain muscle, like how much energy it actually requires to function, like highly function and like have ideas and like think up new ideas and like calculate and like all the things. So
yeah, I remember my like time in the workforce. I worked, you know, six or seven years of my like 20s in manufacturing and in production. So like in a factory, 12 hours a day, like go, 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 go. You're on your feet. People are calling you. You're solving problems. You're fighting with operators. Like it was just like just exhausting. And when I would go.
Yeah, dealing with people.
Oh, God. Yeah. And when I would go home or I'd go on days off or off rotation, I really did at those times feel like I earned rest at that time. And I think a lot of it was, of course, it was tied to the physical because I was physically exhausted and I was like, hey, I can sleep in tomorrow. It's fine. But it was also tied to the fact that I had like, it was tied to money. Because during that 12 hours that I was at work, I was making money. So I knew I had, you know, those hours would add up and in 2 weeks time I would get paid and that's fine. Yeah. So it's like you give yourself permission because there's a level of like or a sense of safety that you have that like money's coming in because you put in your time, et cetera, et cetera. And I found moving into entrepreneurship, that's been a really difficult lesson to learn in allowing yourself to rest, because when you have a business, if you're not creating content, if you're not doing marketing, if you're not answering emails, if you're not doing any of those things that you need to be doing, eventually your business is going to fizzle out. So it becomes, you know, especially for me, it has become so much harder to like allow myself to rest, because then it like triggers that sense of safety, like, oh shit, like I don't have any money, and money is, you know, directly related to our sense of stability and our place in the world. So it's like, oh, I don't have any money, I'm not safe, if you're not safe, then it's just like hustle, work, and there's no like reprieve from it. So that's a big like mindset shift that I've attempted to make. And I will be like fully honest, I'm still like struggling with. Like this morning, I like, again, feeling emotionally and mentally and energetically slumpy. I didn't even like get out of my sweatpants until like noon. And like being someone who's such a morning person, I'm typically like up, have a coffee, like get to work, start doing my thing. And this morning I was just like, no, I just don't have it in me. And it was really hard to, and I felt guilty and I felt like shit about it. And then you start telling yourself, well, you're not good enough, you're a failure, blah, 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 all these things. Because I, even just to like allow myself that time and that space to rest.
Yeah, I know for the first year when I was fully in and like I quit corporate and I was just doing my own thing, like I was able to get a good routine going just because a part of me just really loves routine. It creates safety in my own being. I also love my mornings and like having my morning rituals and going out in nature first. Like I'm such a nature buff, but yeah, those things really, really support my nervous system. But like, yeah, in that first year, it was really hard. Like I remember the first couple of months, like I had so much this uneasy feeling in my body and I couldn't put my finger on it. But just because I had been like, you know, already doing a lot of nervous system work and like having an understanding of the nervous system and how to regulate it and like understanding like, you know, basic things like resistance and like procrastination and where that's coming from and like having a deep understanding of like my own mental patterns and my mindset, all those things kind of having in the background of it, I was able to kind of work through it. But I remember like having full on like collapsing to the floor, like just, okay, I need to like surrender to this right now and just like bawling. And I'm just like, I don't even know what the fuck. But just eventually having an understanding of that this was like an old identity that was so tied with having to do things in order to earn my ability to rest and earn my worthiness to just, you know, exist, basically. That's what it really felt like in my body. So yeah, that was a long transition for me in the very beginning. And I think at the end of the first year for me, because I'm now in the second year, like I was able to really start to like notice the physical shifts. I'm like, oh, okay, we're kind of going back into that. Like I'm itching to do something, like, okay. But then like, yeah, like for me, like something that really, really helped me in that was creating like solid routine, which included rest and included planning my pleasure. That was really, really supportive to me, especially in the beginning. And also having like entrepreneur friends and like people that are also doing the same things, like-minded people that are also having the similar struggles and like sharing kind of how they're going through it and not keeping in my own little bubble, because that has always been a slow domino effect to my demise anytime I've done that.
Something that was coming to me when you were talking is like, I remember seeing this social media post and it was like, when you were a kid, like how many women did you see who, you know, for example, allowed themselves to rest? How many women did you see who allowed themselves to just be? Like how many women did you see that, you know, allowed themselves or could just be? How many women did we see that were okay to not be productive or gave themselves time or allowed themselves the space to do things that just they wanted that were just for them? And I, you know, I think back to when I was a kid and it was like, I didn't know, it wasn't my mom, not my mom, any of my mom's friends, like none of, I didn't have any like aunts or anyone to really set that precedent or set that example.
Were they like constantly working?
Is that constantly working, like, you know, kids, like side businesses, like whatever it was, there was always just like all the women in my life were just like, go, 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 go. And I think that's really, really common in our society, especially like the generation previous to us, like our parents' generation, who, you know, probably grew up in 80s, maybe the 70s or something like that.
who, yeah, were just constantly go, 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 and didn't allow themselves that time to rest either. So I think it's like, you know, generational. I think it's societal. And it's the way our society's kind of built, where it's just like, we're just like a machine and we just go, 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 go.
It definitely is generational. Like, that is like our society as a whole is about production ever since agriculture kind of came into the scenes and creating big industrialized factories and making it possible to work 24 hours a fucking day, like nonstop. And, you know, we're metrics and like industrialized, like civilization, and societies that require like this constant, like hit a new level, like ever since that started, which is really beautiful. Because it's created so many amazing things like the internet. Like, here we are, right? Like, things like that. But then, and it also just, you know, created a society that has really lost touch with, you know, just hanging out or permitting themselves to just, you know, be a human and not this mass production. And I was actually just trying to reflect when you were talking about the women and, yeah, that's a interesting thing for me, because I do see a mix. Like, I've seen moments in my mom's life where she was kind of like really working and like busy kind of thing. But I've also seen moments in her life where she wasn't, just because like our lives kind of changed. So I was trying to reflect how that affected me. And my relationship is really interesting with my mom, because I went through this like really like this point in my life where I'm like, I don't want to be anything like her. It's like anything I can remember her being, I don't want to be that. And that was a big motivator for me to get my college degree and like become a computer science, like have my computer science degree and want to travel, like just doing things like that was like, because I perceived her as not any of those things. So yeah, I was just trying to reflect on that. And I couldn't really see anything, but I do see a big relationship with being a single mom myself, because the first few years of my son's life, I was a single mom and there was no rest. Like, you have to be both parents and work a job. Otherwise, you're fucked, because there's like, you cannot live off of, you know, welfare or anything like that. Right. So I tried. It didn't work in the beginning. So like, you have to constantly do. And yeah, like trying to play both roles as a single mom, like that shit, like I don't think I, at that point in my life, I was so fucking numb. Like, I remember people commenting, I don't know how you do it. You know, like I would always get that. I don't know how you did it. I don't know how you do it. You did it, you know, like, and I'd be like, because I have to. Like, that wasn't really like, I don't know. Like, because it mainly because I was just so fucking numb though. And so just detached from like how fucking terrified I was from actually connecting with like, yeah, like you have to do this. So that was just my own way to cope. But yeah, that was a really interesting part of my life.
Yeah. One thing that you said that kind of brought something up in me is when you said that we're not allowed to just like hang out. And it kind of reminded me how we also have a lack of like community as well. And as for someone like, you know, with women who aren't allowed to rest, or, you know, just this like mass production world that we live in, or like being a single mom or something, it's like we don't have a support system because we just lack so much community in society in general. Like, we're very, very individual people, and you go to other countries, you travel, you see other cultures, and they're just so like family oriented, they're so community oriented, they're so connected to each other. And I think that's something that we're like lacking in our world too.
Feeling extra frumpy right now.
So slumpy.
I know what I really like to do when I'm feeling like this. I like harassing my partner.
Like, someone cheer me up.
Like, I like to like go and like crawl over him and like give him that look and just like curl up and like just like suffocate him. And it's just like, because I just feel like a fucking blah.
Yeah.
You know, and just, you want to like blah on top of somebody.
Yeah. I definitely feel like more like soft or like fragile or like
exactly
tender. Right. And you just want like your partner, you're just like, hold me, just hug me, cuddle me. That's all I want right now.
Exactly. And I find it, I feel like a lot of women would totally fucking resonate with that, where it's just like, Like, there's not even a word. It's just like. So, yeah, that's literally how I feel right now. So it's like formulating a thought. I don't know. But like, yeah, it's like when I, yeah, honestly, like when I feel like that, I just, there really isn't a lot of thought that can support it. It's just literally, let me just be in my body and essentially just like giving myself this massive permission slip to just like cuddle up with my partner, go in self-pleasure, go have a hot bubble bath, go and hug a tree and lick it or something.
I don't know. I do weird shit.
Wesley, do you actually do that?
I've done it.
There's sap, you know?
Odd.
Hey, don't yuck my yum.
Fair.
So yeah, like literally just being, and like from, yeah, like being in a corporate, like it's been really traumatic for me. I think like after I quit, the first year I was going outside, even in minus 30 degrees Celsius, I was going outside to the park every single day, and I didn't even know why. Well, I'm getting emotional, but I just felt like I could feel in my body that's what I needed to do. And now when I reflect on it, it's like I just needed to heal. Like I really needed to fucking heal, and I did, like a lot. Like there was a lot that I moved through in doing that, but oh yeah, like I hope that, you know, like every single human being in this world can really give themselves the permission slip to have a day a week, or find a day every, like a few moments every single day to just put the phone away, close the laptop, and just be in your body, and like without any reason for it, and without needing to go anywhere or even orgasm, like without any reason, just for the simple reason that you are breathing. Like that is your reason. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I definitely feel like as hard as it is to give myself that like space and time, sometimes when I do that, and I go back to work, whether it's the next day or I take 2 days off or whatever, you just feel so rejuvenated and you're that much more focused. And I get even more done in like a shorter period of time.
Yes.
Than I would have had I just like kept working. Because one of my signs, like when I become really, really tired and I need a break, is I can't focus on one thing. I'm like squirrel brain. Like I'm like working on this, then suddenly I'm jumping over here, and then I'm jumping over there, and I'm just like got like five things on the go, and you're getting absolutely nothing done. That's kind of when I know like I need to take a break. And I feel like I come back and like my mind is just like back in the game. And then I can get more done in 4 hours than I would have in 12 hours had I kept sitting there working anyways.
Yeah. Oh my God. There's a few things for this. Yeah. Like that's one thing, like every software developer knows, like this is just something that we would know. Like if you've been struggling at like a line of code, you've been staring at that line of code for like fucking days, like you need to walk away from that. Like that's just like, duh, like just like walk away. But like on top of that, like I always say this, and I really want people to feel this, like we are the resource. Like the resource is our energy, is us. And you know, if we've been like working our ass off at something and we can feel our energy going down, like our eyes are blurry from looking at the screen. I've done this so many times, that's why I'm saying that. Like they're just dry and like they're bloodshot, and like you're not functioning at your highest functionality, right? Like your resources are depleted. So, you know, like stepping away, taking a bubble bath, having a nap, like these are very justifiable and logical things to do to revitalize, like you just said, to recharge, having a fucking good orgasm, like things like that. Like that creates more energy flow for you so that you can work more powerfully. Now your creativity, like you don't have to think as hard, like ideas literally just come to you. Things are magnetized to you. Like there's so much science, and like so many people around this world can like just feel that and like remember, oh yeah, oh my God, that did happen. Oh my God, yeah, obviously. So just really remembering for like, and that's something that I've had to really learn and untangle. That's why like, I really want to like, that's why I like to say that, because I used to think like, yes, okay, I like more is more, like just like I need to do more. But like when I'm all my resources and like I'm recharged, I'm sourcing and self-sourcing my sexual energy, like I'm fully creative, I don't have to work as hard. Like everything is like again, my idea is like what I'm producing is like fucking genius. Like a lot of like my best content, my blogs, like anything I've created, anytime that those things have like I've gone viral, like I've had a video hit over 7 million, almost 8 million. So like just over 7 million views within like a week. That was from me being fully resourced, specifically with my sexual energy, because that is like our life force. But like with our energy, those are the times that I was like fully recharged and like in it, you know, like in our flow states. So we talk about flow states all the time. Like that is part of it. So the times that, you know, you post something, for example, just to stay on that thread, I post something and like gotten like no likes or like maybe like 10 likes or whatever, right? It's because I forced that thing out there. Like I did it just because like I need to post today. Like I post every single day. I gotta post today. If I don't post, I'm fucked, right? Yeah. Which is not true, by the way. But yeah, it's like it's done shit. It's fucking flopped. It hasn't landed. Like everyone, people are like, who the fuck's this bitch? You know, I've lost 10 followers. You know? I'm just kidding. But like, you know what I mean? So just really remembering that we are the resource. Like our most powerful resource is our energy. So why not invest in it by fucking resting when we need to rest, or honoring the fact that I feel like a fucking swamp monster and I just want to like roll around in the grass or like lick a snow tree. Yeah, I want to make snow angels because I need to just do nothing right now. Could be the like the best thing you could fucking do. Another thing that I really love to do, and it's so fucking simple, like when I'm like this, yes, like I like to like go and curl up with my lover or go and flick my bean. I just <kidding. laughs> have like a solid like intentional practice with myself is to dance. Like I love just like throwing on like a sexy track, moving my hips, making some air thrusts, and just being in my body. Like I just feel like in those moments, like all you can do is just be in your body. So fucking surrender to that. Like, what is the one way that really feels good to you to be in your body that doesn't require you being on your phone, looking at the TV, scrolling on social media, consuming an Audible book? That's my go-to. Reading a book, even like as like peaceful as reading a book is, it's still firing your brain, right? So it's like, how can you really just get into your body? For me, it's dance. Moving, like just finding a way to like move my sexual energy, which can be done in like a million and one different ways. What's it for you?
Yeah, mine are pretty simple, like bath. I like to sit with Happy, allowing myself to sleep in, like you mentioned, like cuddling with your partner. Love that too. I am really bad for like scrolling on the phone, be like, oh, I'm just like vegetabling right now, and I just like scroll on my phone, and then that's not like, you think you're resting, you're not resting. I think we talked about that like in our last episode.
Yeah, I know, like, that's so true, but like think about how you feel when you do that.
Yeah,
you know.
Yeah, like your brain is not resting, right? So it's like you don't actually feel rejuvenated afterwards. You kind of feel like you just...
like, I cannot sleep. If I do that at night, yeah. I'm not sleeping.
Yeah. Even sometimes, like, read... I like to read a lot, but I need to... I'm really bad for, like, reading for the purpose of, like, learning as opposed to reading for the purpose of enjoyment.
Yeah.
Listening to an audiobook for the purpose of learning as opposed to, like, for enjoyment. I almost, like, refuse to even read, like, fiction books because I'm like, oh, it's a waste of time. I'm not learning anything. So, yeah, that's one of mine, too, is just, like, making sure that the things that I'm doing are for the purpose of enjoyment and rest, not productivity and learning, and to keep my mind like constantly going. Because I think you mentioned this earlier, like constantly like mental masturbation, right? We're always trying to like consume information, and like how many rabbit holes do you go down that like get you absolutely nowhere? Like suddenly I'm looking at like certificate programs or like this or that on the internet that just like... it's absolutely no
another certification.
Right? I'm like, oh, I can do this. And I'm like,
what is this? I'm not going to do this. This costs like $10,000. I don't have that money right now. But yeah, it's just like all these, like, just these things. You're just like keeping your mind occupied, like a machine, like go, 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 instead of just like allowing yourself to kind of just be.
Yeah, totally. It's, we live in the age of information, you know, like in the split second, we can learn and download a whole new concept and a whole new world of information, and like I call it mental masturbation, because it's like, oh my god, I feel so good, you know. It's just like quick titillation of the mind, right? Just can continue to do that, but you're left completely unchanged. So it's like it's an ego trip. Like it's not really, sure, you learn something new, but like how much of it do you retain, and is it actually changing you? No, it's not. So, and you're not resting. Like I don't remember now, like my brain's kind of mush right now, but the mind requires a lot of energy to actually formulate thoughts and to think new concepts and to like learn and discern and like make decisions. It requires energy. So if we're not getting our rest, sorry, if we think we're resting, but we're reading or like learning something new or like not like whatever the consuming is we're doing, like we're still firing, wiring neural pathways that require fucking energy. So it's like, are you resting, bro? Are you? So, yeah.
I think when you have like an entrepreneurial brain too, like you're always looking for opportunities, or like you have ideas, right? Like suddenly you have an idea. You're like, oh. That's a really good idea. Like I can act on that. And then like next thing you know, you're like down a rabbit hole. Or like maybe you are sitting there like trying to meditate or in the bath or something, and you're trying to relax, and all of a sudden it's like a light bulb moment. You're like, fuck. Now I'm like back in it.
Well, we hope that you will find and trust your bodies when it's time to just slow the fuck down, bitch. That's what I like to say to myself when I'm in that like busy bee, like, and I know I need to stop and I know I really need to chill the fuck out. I'm like, sit the fuck down, bitch. I literally say that to myself and I laugh. It's kind of how I talk to myself, but it's really, really loving. I don't know if any of you guys watch Dave Chappelle or anything like that, but that's kind of how Chappelle. He talks.
Yeah, that's kind of how he talks.
So it's like, sit that down, bitch. No? Okay, anyways. That's my humor inside my brain. So I'm just like playing with myself. So yeah, I really hope you guys find value in that and can trust your body when it is time, because yeah, it is really fucking scary. Bottom line, it is really fucking scary.
Yeah, and one thing I would add to that is like, if you are trying to rest or just be, and there's like a resistance there, there's an uncomfortableness there, there's something that just doesn't feel good, guilt or whatever it is, ask yourself like where that's coming from. Because I know for me, that comes from a place of like a scarcity mindset. It can come from a place of, you know, just like that feeling being unfamiliar. But I think for me, it's mainly like the scarcity, like, oh, I have to be doing something because it's like tied to my safety. And that might give you some insight too into like how you can better deal with that. And maybe that's like something that you can work on as well. I know it is for me.
Yeah, no, scarcity is one. The other one, for like a big one for me in that same vicinity, kind of how it can mask itself, is just not feeling worthy of rest. Like for me, I felt like I had to earn my right to rest. That was my thing. And then becoming an entrepreneur, there was some scarcity mixed into it, but the worthiness was much more prominent for me. So same idea, if you notice that, you know, you're having this resistance to just sit the fuck down, bitch. Like, take a fucking bubble bath. Like, actually, what I love is just a thought that I just got. What I fucking love, because first of all, I love my partner, but when he tells me, it's like, go and get a massage, that is like, ooh, like, it feels so good to hear that. But anyways, that was just a random thought to share, but that's why we love our men. But anyways, yeah, go and get a fucking massage. simple things like that. And for a lot of women, like, it is really tied into just not simply feeling worthy enough to enjoy pleasure, to nurture our own bodies, to rest, to just be yourself even. Because when we're being, like, who are we being when we're being? You know, like, and that could be really intimidating and scary if you have really disconnected with yourself. That was a big thing for me. Like, when I finally sat down to be, it's like, who should I be right now?
Yeah. Wow, I never thought of it like that. Like, who are you when you're not doing?
Exactly.
Because when I was, you know, take it back to like my days in the workforce, is like that was my identity, right? I was a supervisor, I was this, I was that. And then when that suddenly is taken away, it's like, oh, like who are you really outside of that identity that you've like created for yourself, when you can just like sit with like who you are?
Yeah, you can be a human doing, but now you're a human being. And who are you in the human being?
Dun, dun, dun.
I almost said Red Flag City, bitch. And I was like, no, bad timing.
No, bad timing.
Cut. Yeah.
But yeah, no, having fun with this. But like, obviously, you know, these are really, really deep things to ponder. And it can be really intimidating. So be gentle with yourself. Have grace. Have compassion. Journal about it. You know, take a bubble bath and bring your journal. And talk about it. Like, who am I being in the bubble bath? Mm-hmm. A sexy bitch. That's who. So things like that. As you guys can see, if you're watching online in the video version, we are not in our new studio just yet. And we are still moving through a lot of just production stuff. And like I think we said in the last episode, there's a lot behind the scenes that has to get done. And now that it's not just Casey and I on the team, we have a full team that we have to coordinate and like do all of these editing and like paper pushing and all these things. So we're not quite there yet. And we, at this moment, like we have a whole bunch of episodes recorded. We're just kind of, you know, we're waiting for everything to be put together and like ready and just packaged up and put on the radio and all those sorts of things. So yeah, that's still coming. And we just wanted to keep you guys up to date with all that.
Yeah, I love the episodes that we filmed in the studio. I'm really excited.
Oh my God, I'm so excited.
I think they were really good. Some of our best ones. I really enjoyed filming them, and I'm excited for everyone to hear and or see them when the time comes.
Yeah, it's coming soon. So yeah, that's a whole new format too. So it's gonna be a lot of fun. And yeah, we really thank you guys again for being here, and catch you on the next one.
See you later.
That was fun. Thanks for tuning in, lovers. Remember, this podcast is for entertainment and education purposes only. Please contact your healthcare provider and local law before pursuing any of the products or medicine discussed. Final note, we make this show specifically for you. If you're loving it, be sure to leave us a review on iTunes or Spotify to let us know. Happy to be here and happy to serve. We'll see you next time on Sex and Medicine.